Welcome to Kodampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kodampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
Okay, so let's explore then for the rest of this session the idea of where we start to build resilience. So one, we create more space in our mind over time. Meditation can help us do that. But also, I think the challenge for most of us is when we hit difficult periods in our life or just difficult situations in our day. Maybe we meet some tough situation at work, or we've got a really difficult person in our life that we're struggling to deal with. And every time we meet that difficult situation at work or this difficult person in our life, it seems to continually undermine our confidence in our ability to deal with this with a peaceful, resilient, and positive mind. In fact, over time, it can reduce our self-esteem because we feel, I can't deal with things. So it's good to explore where that's coming from. So some people, they feel they just can't deal with things in a more healthy, resilient way. They just feel that's just not the kind of person they are. And there are other people who have a misplaced confidence that they can deal with everything, that no matter what comes their way. And then something difficult comes their way and they realize, actually, I didn't have the resilience that I thought I had. So we're either coming from this place of feeling we can't do it, deal with things in a healthier, more peaceful, more resilient way, or there's a misplaced confidence that some people think, I'm fine, I can deal with anything and everything, until something really difficult comes their way and then they suddenly revealed, oh, actually, I wasn't ready for that. So I'd often, meet people in these classes and these courses, say, I don't really need this, but I tell you, my partner does, so I'm going to bring them there next week. I don't really need this, I'm fine. So it's not whether we think we're fine today, it's just, do we have the openness and humility to understand that we're not going to be fine every day? Something can definitely come our way and knock us over. And then all of a sudden, that confidence is crushed. Your self-esteem is undermined. And you get very heavy on yourself because you thought you were fine. And then this situation proved, as many people found during the COVID period, I so wasn't ready for that. And some people are still recovering from that. So it's just kind of like, not whether you think you can't do this, or whether you feel you can do this, deal with things in a more peaceful, resilient way. It's just whether you're open to the understanding that there's room for improvement. That's what these classes and courses are all about. Do you feel there's room for improvement? If you don't, no problem. It's your choice. If you do, great. You can choose to use these practices. But I think what it's a little bit like, life, it sometimes feels like the experience, the analogy I would use is like you're living on a beach. Some days are sunny in Ireland, some days are just rainy. But you're kind of living on the beach in a bamboo hut. And it seems like, generally speaking, everything's all right, not too bad. Some days are better, some days are worse, but, life in the beach, in the bamboo hut's not too bad. So a bit of a rainy day, I can deal with that. A bit of a sunny day, I can enjoy that. But it's a little bit, life is a little bit like when a tsunami hits that beach and your bamboo hut is crushed and your previously happy existence is destroyed. That's what we need to prepare ourselves for now, because all of that, as we know, is possible. Anything can hit us tomorrow. And if we're not prepared for it, it's like living in that bamboo hut. We're just not prepared for what's coming. And life will definitely, as we'll see throughout today, throw up things that we just simply reveal how unprepared we are to deal with that. So let's prepare now. Just gently relaxed every day. You don't need to panic and start getting really intense and meditating for 10 hours every day. No, just integrate some of these conditions into your life in a relaxed way, into your normal life, and start to build the inner resilience that gradually feels like you're not living in a bamboo hut, but you're living in a fortress. That sounds a bit cheesy, but you're living in a fortress of inner peace. You're living in a fortress of inner happiness. you're living in a fortress of resilience that no matter what hits you, you're able to deal with it. At least, let's put it this way, able to deal with it better than when we were living in the bamboo hut. That's what we need to do. Like, life is going to throw its curveballs at us. We all know that. We've all lived long enough to know that. But that's going to happen anyway. What we want to do is continually create the internal conditions that enable us to deal with those without feeling overwhelmed by those. And yeah, depending on what level of training you engage in or where you get to with that training, it will very much depend on whether you're able to deal with things in a healthier way than you were previously. But every time you invest a little bit of time in this kind of training, you'll notice your resilience just naturally building. And even more important, your feeling of peace and joy and enjoying those sunny days more and not being overwhelmed by the rainy days also starts to increase. But we do need to think about that. Because my experience over the years, you know, speaking to people after classes and courses, and my own experience personally is it's that those two extremes are quite natural. Some people feel they can't deal with things, so they just give up with the idea of trying to change things. And some people feel they can deal with everything, so they don't put any time or attention to dealing with it in a healthier way until those things hit them. In fact, often what I've noticed over the years is people generally turn up to these classes. Those people generally turn up when they've hit such a tough period in their life. It crushed their self-confidence, it crushed their self-esteem. And so they realize, I need to do something now. But let's try and do that before all that happens. Yeah. So let me just read something to you as a reflection point. That's a really nice way of looking at this. It's in the book, Meaningful to Behold, Becoming a Friend of the World. And my teacher, Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche, one of the great, truly great meditation masters of our time, he explains this in a really helpful way. Based on this text by Shantideva, one of the great Indian Buddhist meditation masters. The idea that he's trying to encourage here is that we generate or we develop authentic self-confidence. So authentic self-confidence is such an important quality to develop, but even more so, I would say, more of an important quality to understand. Like, self-confidence isn't, I can deal with everything. As I said earlier on, that can be easily crushed by just a difficult period in your life. Authentic self-confidence, I would say, and what he's alluding to here, is spiritual confidence. So what do we mean by that? Spiritual confidence is when you know through your own direct experience, not just theory or thoughts, you know through your own direct experience and practice that you can maintain a peaceful, positive mind and a consistent sense of meaning, purpose, and direction for your life, no matter what happens to you in everyday life. Because if you know with confidence, and again, it's a thing we develop over time, I can maintain a genuinely peaceful, positive mind and a deep sense of meaning, purpose, and direction to my life, no matter what happens in my day in life. I'm a naturally confident person because no matter what comes my way, I know I can deal with it. And it's not like that spiritual confidence is just given to us or always there. It's just we start to improve it day by day. And that is authentic self-confidence. Thinking I can deal with everything that comes my way and I don't need to learn anything more than what I know today is not authentic self-confidence, because that can easily be crushed by a difficult period. In fact, spiritual confidence, I would say, I mean, again, you have to explore this for yourself, really comes from a continuous openness of heart and humility that's open to learning every day from the things I meet, the challenges I meet, the things I hear, the people I meet. A really authentic self-confidence is really coming from openness and humility. I don't know everything. I don't have it all worked out, but I'm open to learning and have the humility to know that there are things I need to learn. That's the starting of building this spiritual confidence that leads to authentic self-confidence. It's also what naturally comes from authentic self-confidence. You're always open to learning. You don't think you have it all sussed. You have it all worked out. You're always open to learning from every situation and every person. You always have the humility to know there's more to learn. That's a truly confident mind. You're very confident in your own experience to be able to deal with things better, not perfectly. And you're also very confident that even if you can't deal with it perfectly on any given day, you learn from what you weren't able to deal with. That's real confidence. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And it starts with what we looked at earlier on, connecting to this truth of our potential. We all have this incredible capacity within us, potential within us for deep peace, for deep happiness, for good qualities such as love, kindness, compassion, acceptance, resilience. We all have that potential within us. Buddha described it as our Buddha nature, Buddha seed, just the truth of human potential. We can connect to that experience. We can deepen that experience. We can continually cultivate that potential so that we get to a point one day where we feel confident in our own spiritual potential, this inner potential. And we feel confident that we're learning to improve that every day. You see, if you don't have that kind of confidence, whether you are racked with insecurity or you have a misplaced confidence, what naturally happens is when life hits you hard, this is the experience we have. So Geshe Kelsang describes it like this. As is the case with most positive qualities, self-confidence is strengthened if we think about its benefits and the faults of its absence. What are the disadvantages of lacking self-confidence? Shantideva explains them with the following analogy. When crows encounter a dying snake, they act as if they were brave eagles and attack it. Similarly, when our self-confidence deteriorates, a host of evils, just means negative minds, by the way, non-virtue and faults will descend upon us like a flock of crows. If we lack the confidence to practice Dharma to gain in this training, this inner development, we will easily become discouraged. So what he's indicating there is exactly the experience we have. We think everything's fine, I'm fine, I can deal with anything. And then you have a tough situation, maybe you lose your job or, you know, you suddenly have a health diagnosis that turns your life upside down. You know, you're going to have this medication for the rest of your life, or you're going to have to deal with this disability for the rest of your life. And your whole life is turned upside down. And that initial self-confidence that you had is just crushed under the weight of all of this adversity and difficulty. And it's like that flock of crows attacking a dying snake. You suddenly notice you're constantly in this loop of negative talking, self-criticism. I'm useless. I can't deal with life. Nobody really understands me. I don't understand me anymore. And then we're caught up in all of this fault-finding within ourselves. You're useless. You're a loser. You can't deal with life. You're very weak. And all of a sudden, it's like those flock of crows attacking that dying snake. Our negative habits of mind start to get stronger and stronger and attacking us continually until our self-confidence, our self-esteem, and our sense of peace is crushed. And there is no resilience in the mind. There is no resilience in the mind. That's what happens when we don't give quality time and attention to building this authentic self-confidence, this inner spiritual confidence that just knows that whatever comes my way, I have the capacity to look at it from a different perspective, to deal with it better from a peaceful, positive mind. And even when that difficulty comes my way, it doesn't change my feeling of meaning or purpose or direction for my life. I know where my life is going. I know I can deal with this. So it's like moving from this bamboo hut version of life that can easily be crushed by just one tsunami of difficult situation or people to this constantly building brick by brick, this fortress of inner peace, this fortress of inner good qualities, this fortress of inner resilience, so that no matter what hits us, we're able to deal with it. That doesn't come naturally. That comes through practice. That's what we need to do. Is begin to integrate into our daily, everyday life, some degree of this inner training, this inner development, which is taking some meditation consistently into our daily life, using this wisdom that we'll look at today to be able to look at life from a different perspective so that you're constantly internalizing this experience so that you're building this fortress of inner peace, inner joy, and resilience, no matter what comes your way. We know that, don't we? It is like that when you have a tough patch. We've all had it. You think everything's going fine, and then you hit this tough patch, and your mind just kicks off. Constantly catastrophizing about everything, worrying, anxious about everything. It's like those crows, like brave eagles, attacking you continually. Even those tendencies for worry and anxiety that maybe weren't so strong before, they just intensify, get stronger, and overwhelm us. This constant inner critic just constantly berating us for not being able to deal with life. So let's prepare ourselves now so that we don't have that. Not that every day is perfect or we deal with everything perfectly, but as we'll see today, you don't need to be perfect or deal with everything perfectly. We just need to slowly, gradually build authentic self-confidence. You see, authentic self-confidence is not built on who you think you are today. It's built on who you know you are every day. Me thinking I can deal with anything doesn't mean I can deal with everything. Because when something comes my way that I can't deal with, it crushes my self-confidence. I realize I couldn't deal with that thing. Authentic confidence doesn't come from who you think you are. It's who you know yourself to be through your own direct experience, your own openness, and your own humility to continue to learn, to grow, to develop. You with me so far? You see, otherwise I'm just sitting up here giving you tips and tricks and ideas for dealing with difficult situations. It's not going to change anything, is it? It'll help us, you know, think about things differently. But what we really want is just to be resilient, don't we? To actually genuinely be that way. And for most people, they think they can't be that way. It's not true at all. Everyone has the potential to do that. But we do need to engage in a practice that enables us to do that, empowers us to do that. So let's look at that then for the time we have left.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.